With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Fueled by a sharp rise in gas prices, a key measure of inflation spiked last month, rising 0.7% from February. The U.S. economy grew at a 2% pace January through March. That's compared to a 0.5% increase in the final quarter of last year. The blockade of Iranian ports will remain until Iran cries uncle and agrees to abandon its pursuit of nuclear weapons. That's the position of President Trump. He was interviewed by Axios. Inspired by Democratic redistricting in other states, Florida's GOP-led legislature has passed a new set of Republican-favored congressional lines backed by Governor Ron DeSantis.
It's a big victory for Republicans seeking to fast-track a new House map as the midterms approach. Florida Republicans already enjoy a 20-8 seat edge in the congressional delegation. The new map would increase that to a 24-4 advantage. Majority Democrats recently pulled off a similar maneuver in Virginia. The Sunshine State represents the last chance for redistricting in the GOP's favor before the midterms. Bob Agner reporting.
The Washington Post reports Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry plans to suspend next month's Louisiana House primaries now that the Supreme Court has struck down a race-based congressional district.
In a key voting rights decision, the court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives, said Louisiana's map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. But Justice Elena Kagan, who wrote in a dissent for the three liberal justices, warned that the consequences are likely to be far-reaching and grave. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 306 points, the Nasdaq 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam expands.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of assisted suicide in the British Isles have suffered back-to-back defeats. Opponents of a proposed bill allowing terminally ill adults in England and Wales to end their lives defeated it in the British Parliament this month. Last month, lawmakers in the Scottish Parliament rejected their own assisted suicide legislation. The practice has been legalized in a number of European countries. This is SRN News. The families of school shooting victims in a remote Canadian town are suing OpenAI in a U.S. federal court.
The suit alleges the ChatGPT maker failed to alert police to the shooter's alarming interactions with the chatbot. A lawsuit was filed on behalf of 12-year-old Maya Gabella, who was critically wounded in the February shooting and is among the first of more than two dozen cases coming from families in Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia. Six other suits filed Wednesday in San Francisco federal court allege wrongful death claims on behalf of five children and a teacher killed in the mass shooting. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is floating a new plan for reopening the Strait of Hormuz. It would involve creation of a maritime alliance to assure safe travel for vessels, including oil tankers, through that contested waterway. More details, SRNNews.com.